Welcome back, Crunch Time 95.3, The Score on a Monday. We only know one way to wrap it up, and it's what we call this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
It's the Richter Scale, where I, Nick, bring up the biggest stories from the weekend. Steve and Alex, that's them. They rate their impact, and we begin. Football is back!
Yeah, baby.
Week zero of the college football season kicked off with the four most incredible football games of the year, as Hawaii made hundreds of thousands of degenerate gambles sweat as they nearly blew their 30-point lead over Colorado State.
My bows.
Take note, Atlanta Falcons, how to not blow a big lead. Wyoming began the post-Josh Allen era with a win over New Mexico State, and Rice beat Prairie View A&M, and I learned who Prairie View A&M were. How great is it to have football back?
1,000 billion.
That's the correct
answer. I got to be perfectly honest. You're going to have to ask the same question Monday because I ignored football this weekend.
No, devil's advocate.
You're going to ignore football next weekend?
No, I ignored it this past weekend.
That's not the question.
Do I feel like football's back now?
Yes.
Assuming you feel like football's back, how great does it feel to have football back?
All right, a 10.
Thank you.
It's all we're looking for here, Tannen.
The second best answer so far. More football. The New York football Giants finally paid Odell Beckham Jr. The wide receiver was going into the final season of his rookie deal, and he is now the highest paid wide receiver in the game. 5 years, $90 million, $65 million guaranteed. How does his contract impact the wide receiver market?
Oh, well, I don't know that anybody are viewed in a more favorable manner than he is right now.
Antonio Brown.
Well, he also just got $17 million a year, so he's probably not getting any more anytime soon.
He's like, time to restructure my deal.
Because the Steelers are of the,
the Julio Jones strategy category.
But this year doesn't impact it at all. The next time a big name comes up, it impacts it a 10.
Yeah, everybody kind of got paid already, right? Like, he was kind of the last domino to fall. So I guess, again, how does it impact the wide receiver market? It's a 10 because he's now the highest paid wide receiver ever, which means the next guy who's going to get paid is going to be the highest paid wide receiver ever. So it impacts it a great deal. He got the biggest contract ever for a wide receiver.
But it doesn't impact Khalil Mack.
No, it does not.
That is true. Julio Jones is probably going to be the guy who's going to try and beat that, and I have no idea how the Falcons are going
to
make it.
Feel free to trade Khalil Mack to the 49ers for like a 7th-round pick, Raiders, and then we'll sign him to an extension.
The all-pro at two positions.
Yeah,
7th-rounder.
That'd
be fine. It's fair. More football. This is kind of sadder news than just football being back for the boat, the best of all time, Blake Bortles. The Jags lost Marquise Lee for the season after he suffered a knee injury against the Falcons. Lee had a team-leading 56 receptions for a second-team-high 702 yards last season. The Jags are the hipster pick to come out of the AFC because of their defense, but how will losing their number one wide receiver impact their season?
You just got a deal, too, man. It's brutal.
And if anybody is suspicious of the legitimacy of their candidacy as a contender, it would be the quarterback, and now he lost his top wide receiver. So the impact there, well, I don't think it's a deal breaker because it's a wide receiver and he's good. He's not Antonio Brown. But I'll split the difference. I'll make that a 5.
I'll say that's like a 7 because they let Allen Robinson walk in free agency because they were going to bring back Marquise Lee. And then they gave Marquise Lee a big contract and now he is not going to be there anymore. So they essentially lost their two best wide receivers in this offseason. And so I'd say it's like a 7 because he's kind of hit or miss as a quarterback in general, and now you take away somebody who's like clearly his number one weapon, and that's a
many
big deal.
Problems.
It's a big deal.
Maybe they'll get Dez Bryant.
It's going to be a 1970s style offense with Leonard Fournette too. Run the ball. Defense wins championships.
They absolutely should think about getting Dez Bryant. By the way,
That would be kind of smart. Less football as we move to basketball, where 40-year-old Manu Ginobili announced his retirement from the NBA and the San Antonio Spurs. Manu played his entire career with the Spurs, and now in a matter of 2 years, Spurs have lost Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan off of their team. Ginobili, incredibly, was only a two-time All-Star, but a four-time NBA champ. He never led the league in any category over his career, which I just think is really crazy considering how long he played. How do you rate the career of Manu Ginobili?
Ooh, well, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
So 10. He's got to be a 10, right? If he's a Hall of Fame NBA player, then it's got to be a 10.
Yeah, what else could you do?
I'm not ranking him against other people, so he's a 10.
Yeah, if somebody says you could have Manu Ginobili's NBA career, right, and end up in the Hall of Fame.
Didn't even have any pressure to be a starter. Just kind of got to chill,
right,
off the bench.
Just got to win four titles, finish in the top 10 of the MVP twice, made a couple All-Star teams, third team All-NBA.
Steal a gold medal from the U.S.
in it. He basically never played a season where his team wasn't considered at least a contender for the conference title. Yeah, I'll go 10. I love it.
All right, and back to football. The Oregon Ducks kicked off game week with their release of the 2D depth chart.
Depth chart!
And there aren't a lot of surprises. Herbert is the starting quarterback. Troy Deisman is ready to make a gazillion tackles. But the big shock might come when you look at the O-line and see that the average weight is over 320 pounds. Easily the biggest Duck O-line ever. How filled are those sleeves?
By the way, his nickname is a Norco Nightmare. I thought we figured that out.
I thought it was Troy Deisman. I'm going to call him Troy Deisman.
I like Norco Nightmare myself.
So the only non-300...
I don't think they have sleeves. Like, if the arms are that big, then the sleeves won't go down.
How full are those bellies?
They won't go down over the arms, and true, so there are technically no sleeves. They're cutoffs or whatever.
Like a muscle shirt?
Yeah.
So Hansen is the only one even listed under 300 at 297, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you've
eat a sandwich, for
tackles
God's sake.
Are 360 and 320.
Oh, my
The guards, 317 and 335.
Wow.
Those are some large,
hand
large
off to the right
people.
Side for Oregon.
So how filled are the sleeves?
Right,
well, could they be anything less than a 10 if they're the biggest ever?
And by the way, they have like some of the smallest running backs in the Pac-12 as well. So you have like the biggest offensive
lost,
line.
Literally running behind the trees.
Tony Brooks James is like 5'10". Like Verdell's like 5'8".
Wow, that's an incredible strategy. Get the biggest and tallest offensive line, the smallest running backs. Defenses are going to think that you're only playing with 10, and all of a sudden you got the running back going wide open down the sideline.
I think there was a lot of LaMichael James who did that well.
Oh, yeah, and then he would just like dive forward for 4 yards. He was automatic. Automatic 3 or 4 yards, LaMichael James.
Champion.
Yep. What's the question?
Just how full
not
are the sleeves?
Not against Auburn.
How full are the bellies?
Zero.
I don't know.
Zero, because there are no sleeves, because the arms are too big.
I thought because they're the biggest line ever, it's got to be a 10.
Yeah, no. Well, you're assuming there are sleeves to be filled.
All right, we'll find out Saturday. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, we're done.
And that's all she wrote.